I'm Bob Cruz, I'm the Administrative Hearing Officer, Municipal Procurement Appeal, OPA-PA-09010. The Public Auditor Doris Brooks is present, OPA staff, Ann Camacho and Robin Marquez are also participating. And I'll ask the council to state their appearances for the record.
Is this on? William Blair for appellate, ASC Trust Corporation.
Maria Sanjan for the agency of government along the county plan.
Okay, well, we haven't had any appearances by other entities, Lincoln Financial, I think with Hawaii or Great Western Retirement Services, they have been notified of the hearing today. Okay, today is an informal hearing, and the purpose is to try to get through the process of setting a formal hearing date as soon as possible, and see if there are any issues with regard to what has been filed with the Office of Public Accountability. We do have the agency record, conflicts is being completed today, signed off today. I believe all other documentation has been filed. And is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Mr. Cruz, if I may, I'm sorry.
Yes.
We calculated our rebuttal due today based on the holiday that was last week for the Thanksgiving holiday. So we are filing our agency rebuttal today.
Okay. Are there any motions expected to be filed by the party?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We had earlier suggested a hearing date, I believe, of December 18th, 17th. Is that date good for both parties?
It's good for ASU. It's acceptable.
Okay. The
18th Friday is not possible, but we can use this room on the 17th in the afternoon.
17th, my client is scheduled to be off island, doesn't return until the 17th, so at least the principal that would be here. So that would be problematic for us. Unless we set it and we can change our schedule.
Okay, how about the 21st, the following week?
The 21st is okay with
ABC. Okay, good. So, 21st, do you have a preference? 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock?
9 o'clock's fine with me. I'm in the same building.
Okay, we're going to verify. We're going to verify that it is open and available that day, so good. 21st Monday, 9 a.m. I don't know if this will go that long, but we do have we will take a lunch break if we got to 12 then. We'd like you to provide witness list, any witnesses that might be testifying, might be asked to testify. You sure yet? Like, let's say the week before, or maybe... Okay, great. We got the number on the 21st. So if we could, a week before on the 14th, for what witnesses and any exhibit list. I guess a continuation of the issues that came about in an earlier appeal, OPA 0706, I believe. And there was an order by the OPA back then that this be, that negotiations essentially go forward. Is there any comment why it took so long for the negotiations to be completed? Were you involved in this?
I was not personally involved. I don't have a response for you today on that issue.
It does appear as if the negotiations took more than a year, 1 year, 2 or 3 months by the what's been filed with us. And so if there is anything in the procurement record that indicates what the reason is that it took so long for the negotiations to be completed. The interest of the Office of Public Accountability and the public auditor personally is to try to see that these procurement appeals take place on a timely basis. And so to have a negotiation go on for that long, if the incumbent was providing service, essentially meant that they were providing service during that entire period of time, more than one fiscal year. And maybe an indication that the procurement process was being, subverted or anyway, we are in the present appeal going to try to wrap up everything, including the decision being issued, within a 90-day period. So we would appreciate your cooperation in this. Hopefully we won't need any more than that one day for the formal hearing.
Judge Cruz, if I might seek some clarification then on that. The appeal or the protest was denied simply on timeliness grounds and not on any of the merits of the issues raised by ASC. So my question is, what is the foreseeable outcome of this protest? Are you going to rule only on the grounds that they denied the protest, or will you get past that to the merits?
No, I think we'll get into the merits. Again, this is a I think it's a kind of a long-term case that has implications for the whole appeal process. The integrity of the procurement process. Any other issues or questions?
I have some questions about the some parts of the procurement records that were sealed or filed in a seal. Some of the documents, I believe, were already public. They were produced in the prior appeal, the GWRS appeal. So my question is, the fact that they are already public would not prevent them from being used. I would assume we need to take judicial notice of those. Second, some of the documents that were sealed are ones that involve my client communications with it. And the question is, can my client waive that confidentiality since it involves itself and the government couldn't, or the agency couldn't put it in, but if we felt the need to cite to those correspondence with ourselves, then it is part of the record.
If it was part of the record in a previous administrative hearing, we could take administrative notice of that. But with regard to your communication that was strictly between your client and the department fund?
Correct. They've chosen to seal some of that.
I would think that, that could be waived. Okay, so with regard to your question, that the I believe it would be appropriate to allow documents that were relating to the retirement fund and your client to be allowed in at the hearing, even if they were deemed to be confidential by the retirement fund. If you're waiting. We do expect the record to be complete. We expect the retirement fund to have submitted all the documentation, you know, that was used in determining who the winning bidder was. So we would ask you to relate that to your client to make sure that has occurred. If there's anything else that has been withheld, then we would like it to be submitted. It will be kept confidential. If in fact it is a material that should be kept confidential. But it is a bit disturbing that, you know, material from the very first hearing was apparently not complete and was only brought forth as a result of action in the court to disclose it.
The reason I ask is that, but for one document, I have copies of all the documents that are supposed to be filed under seal. So I just want to know what restrictions I might have to use those documents.
Are these documents already part of the record then, and that you have, that we provided you, or? Except for the one that you're talking about?
The ones that are indicated on their record that they were filed under seal. They're listed in their record that they filed. I think they're in italics. Mm-hmm. If you file but one of those, I have, either because I got them off your website, but the copy of your website, or because my client had them because they were addressed to my client. So they're not really significant documents. I'm just trying to understand.
Well, I guess what we'll have to do is, as we progress in the hearing on the merits on January 21st, we address each as they come up, okay? Rather than try to make some kind of a blanket determination right now. As they are discussed, if you have an objection to their being discussed, then we can address it at that time.
And obviously, these will be the documents that you're supposed to use. Still, they'll be part of your exhibit list that we get each time. The documents that you propose to use during the hearing?
Well, I'm just asking you, just as an example, their tab number 9 under the chronology of events under their notice of filing, the letters dated March 6, 2007 to GWRS filed under seal, but I believe it was attached to the appeal in the last appeal, that letter or something. The only document that I think we have not seen, so as far as I know, everything on their list is there's a document which we don't have. So.
Which one?
From the front there about. I think it's number 15, comparative of third-party administrative fees, which would be pretty key to. It's their tab number 15 in April 27, 2007, comparison of the fees.
That would be proprietary.
Yeah, I understand. Mm-hmm. That's the only document that we don't have.
Okay, well, should there be any question of it as we progress in the formal hearing, if there's a protest, then we'll handle it at that time. Anything else?
With regard to the issues then, there was a question about whether or not we will get to the substantive claim since the protest was denied based on the time on this issue. Specifically with regard to whatever the merits would be, substantive merits, are those going to be, do we need to put it together in a brief or a hearing brief of some sort so we know exactly what we're going to be asked to produce evidence of as far as merits go?
I'll leave it up to any of you if you would like to submit a brief.
Since we don't know what their position is on the merits, it would be nice to know. Maybe we don't have grounds to protest or appeal if we knew if there was good grounds for denying it on the merits, but we don't know what those grounds might be. So it's hard for me to say. I mean, if it was procedurally correct, it's my first OPA appeal, so given the processes, but you know, if there could be a preliminary ruling on the timeliness, it might be helpful to everyone. That's a pretty straightforward issue.
I think we should actually have the hearing and decide that at the same time.
Well,
not to break up the hearing.
Well, the position that I'm left in then is that I will be completely surprised by whatever they might present with regard to the merits, since I don't know what their position is, what they claim, that there was a basis for the decision that was made. And we're completely in the dark at this point. So.
Well, you raised it. Would you like to submit a brief? We can set up a schedule.
Well, actually, just because it's the it's ASC's appeal, and their basis, one of the basis for their appeals, and this is in their agency comment, was that the evaluation was arbitrary and capricious, or arbitrary and not founded, and basically skewed against their client. And we addressed simply in the protest denial the fact that it was not filed timely. So I guess. Really, my question is, if we are going to address a substantive issue, which I assume is whether or not the evaluation was arbitrary, that we should be prepared to present evidence and rebuttal of that at the hearing date.
Yes.
Okay.
I guess that is. You know, there was a lot of concern about whether there may be skewed negotiating, and as I recall, in the decision, there was mention of, you know, a director of the retirement fund, you being an officer or a shareholder in, you know, with the bank. And I believe it was one of the parties. Anyway, it was a concern that that person supposedly recused themselves or stepped down and somebody else was appointed to the negotiating committee. There is a concern about the proceedings being done in a proper basis. So we would like to hear evidence with regard to the possible sabotage. I don't know. It's skewing, I guess, is the term used of the results.
Bias. If that's the case, may I make a request? Then if we could push the hearing date further out, because I don't know, given that it's the holiday season, I don't know. I assume only that Mr. Blair would want to call some of the evaluators who were present at the, who were part of the procurement. And I don't know if they are available at this time, since it's the holidays. I assume a lot of people go off island for an extended period.
Rather than delay it, I think the best way to approach it is, we'll set the date, we'll keep the date as it is. You let the parties know that we have the hearing. Mr. Blair should be able to get you a list of those who you might call as witnesses.
Yeah, and that's due a week prior to the hearing, so I'm hoping it's enough notice for us.
14th. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 14th. But you can get it to them sooner.
Well, I mean, the members of the selection committee are all known, but there's still only three. That was going to be one of my questions. Do I subpoena them, or were they being produced voluntarily by the agency, or what is the process? I don't know.
Yeah, we would subpoena them. I would sign the subpoenas if you would prepare them. So those three individuals then should be put on notice. They might be called. If necessary, we can look to postponing the hearing, but if possible, we would like to try to keep to the schedule as much as we can.
Our concern here, let me just interrupt, is that there has been an extreme delay overall, and then to further delay it really is not in the interest of open and transparent procurement. Again, Ms. Sinzon, I would put you on notice from, there appears to be a blank from April 30th to July 31st as to the ongoing negotiations between the retirement fund and Great West. And from April, in your own listing that you signed, from April 30th to July 31st, 2009, that's a period of almost 15 months, there's nothing in there to show that there was any negotiation. I mean, the procurement record should have a listing, a meeting, a diary of who contacted who, what transpired, and there is nothing in your itemization of the complete procurement record that shows that there was any interim meeting. If so, when did it happen? When did they reach agreement, et cetera, et cetera? I mean, that's a blank of 15 months. And therefore, we would like to move as expeditiously as possible to resolve this case because it has now gone on for more than 2.5 years.
Ellen can't help you with that.
Okay, so should there be a problem with those witnesses being available, you know, you would then submit a motion and we'll consider it at that time. Delay, but again, we would not delay it
much beyond what is already set.
And just to address, I'm sorry, Madam Auditor's question, I'm sure that there are documents. We just filed relevant documents for this particular protest. So would you like us to file maybe under seal if they're confidential?
Yes.
File it with your office?
Yes, because OPA should get the entire procurement record. Mm-hmm. And if there are certain areas you deem to be confidential, you need to indicate why.
Okay.
But we should have a complete record of the entire procurement.
Okay, anything else? One more. We filed our comments on the agency report, and I just wonder if I can supplement that. There was a decision handed down by the public auditor on Friday, and I think there's some rulings in there that are relevant to this on the timeliness issue. I'd like to be able to cite that. But yes, certainly. Anything else?
Supplement. We wouldn't have opportunity to address the other two.
Well, certainly, you can reply.
I'll reply to the supplement
on whatever it is that Mr. Blair submits.
Thank you.
Again, we would ask that that happen fairly quickly. So we've set then the hearing for December 21st, 9 a.m. Witness list to be provided by the 14th. But really, the sooner you notify the individuals that were part of that committee, you know, that they might be called to testify, and you clarify whether they would be available, the better it would be for us. Okay.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
So that concludes the informal hearing for PAPA 09010.
Paper time.
11:39.